And welcome back to the Hoop Tech Coaches Preview Show, presented by Third Generation Construction. It's brought to you by Hoop Tech, Ohio's best basketball facility. It's where basketball meets technology. For your next project, call Third Generation Construction or find them on Facebook. We're joined now by Lorraine Titan head boys basketball coach Matt Killian. And coach, coming off a season where you finished a little bit over 500, even in the LEL. Trying to remember, was last year the you gave Brecksville Broadview Heights that great tournament game?
Yes.
Is that
yes,
how we ended the year over at EC with that tremendous basketball game?
Yes, it was a good game. Came up a little bit short, but we played well. We were we had it. We almost won.
But glad I actually remembered something. But to me, that was what Lorraine Titans basketball is about. You were undersized. You're going up against an opponent that had a tremendous season, and yet your kids didn't back down. They didn't care about that.
No, not at all. It came down to the last second shot. We had a chance to win it, and it was a learning experience for our younger guys, and it was a great game to be a part of. And hats off to Brecksville and
sure.
and Mahalik. You know, he does a great job over there, I'm really proud of our team and what they were able to accomplish last year.
But the other reason I bring it up is I was wondering how much does that motivate and get the kids excited and maybe in the gym a little bit extra, you know, in the off season when that's your most recent memory, or do kids not think like that?
You know, honestly, I don't think they think like that. Our kids, they were in the gym right when we were able to.
Okay.
When it was allowed. It's one of those things where they love the game. They don't just like it. They love it. Some of them are in love with it, and that's all they want to do. And that's, as a coach, it's, you know, that's a dream, you know, to be able to have kids like that.
You mentioned that. I believe, if memory serves correct, they were the 2 seed, weren't they?
Yes, they were.
Okay, so, you know, your guys go in there, and you're not going to say house money because it's an opportunity, mm-hmm. and you want to get the most out of every opportunity. But the fact of the matter is that you – in the right light can take some momentum out of that, I would think, heading into this year, that you don't want it to end that way. How do we protect against that, and how do we move forward?
Right. And it was playing with a purpose, you know, and understanding what it took to get to that point. We had a few wins in the tournament up until that point, and just playing with a purpose, playing for one another, playing for the community, and I think that's what ended up allowing us to be as successful as we were.
So let's talk about this year's team.
Yes.
Tell us about some of the young men. I know your son, I believe, is a senior.
He'll be a senior, yeah.
Wow.
Well, he is a senior.
So
yeah.
Tell us about this year's Lorraine Titans team.
Well, we have seven seniors in total. Great kids. We have Ike Rouser, one of our shooters, and Jaden Greer Howard. We have Savon Brown, tremendous rebounder, and we have Caden Thomas and Joe Simpson, two 6'4", 6'5", kids. Josh Evans, who's another guard, can shoot the ball. Those are our seniors, and we have some underclassmen. Avon Killian, my other son, and we got Zay Everson, a junior, and Julian Daniels. Another junior can shoot a little bit. And then we have Tadio Yanos. He's a swing three. And we have a freshman that's going to be Justin Barsh. He's a really good player that I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do.
You got to think that's a privilege at Lorraine when you can be a freshman, mm-hmm. and then and crack that varsity roster. So congratulations.
Right.
Rob had mentioned it, kind of what Lorraine basketball means, not only to the kids that are playing it, but to the city that they represent. You know, it's tenacity,
mm-hmm.
and getting back to basics in terms of that doesn't seem like it's ever been something that you've had a problem with. You want to commit to that sort of philosophy. How does that work, though, getting out of the gates? Because sometimes it can be slow. You were playing your best basketball at the end of the year, and that's a great thing,
mm-hmm.
but you know, in order to have success early, you want to see something that you can build off of.
Right. You know, going into last year's season, we had a really good summer, really good summer. And then we walked into Avon Lake's gym, and we felt good about ourselves. And then, you know, they basically punched us in the mouth, And, you know, we took it on the chin. So, you know, we can learn from that. We've had so far we've had a good summer and a good scrimmage season so far. And I just keeping everybody level-headed. We have quite a few seniors, so knowing that this is it for them, it gives us a little bit of motivation to make sure that we stay level-headed and grounded and grind and do everything we can to take advantage of the opportunities that we have.
I think our listeners know about the LEL and how good the LEL is, mm-hmm. but really you're the only school that we cover in the conference, and now with Cleveland Heights and Shaker Heights departing, just kind of your thoughts on the LEL. Where do you think you sort of fit in, and who can you tell the listeners a little bit about maybe just some of the other teams in the league a little bit?
You know, with the LEL, anybody can win on any given night. It's been proven over the years, and it's a very physical, competitive league. And you know, we have Bedford, Shaw, Garfield Heights, Warrensville Heights. Who am I missing?
Maple.
We play first. We have a conference game, our first game of the season next, December 1st on a Friday. And, you know, it's going to be a grind. It's going to be a tough competitive matchup going in over there. It's tough to play over there. As far as where we rank in the LEL, I'll put us up against anybody. We can win any game, and we can lose. We can come up short any game. It just kind of depends on the night, and it really does. It's a toss-up.
Matt, now that you've been doing this for a few years as the head coach, I mean, you obviously have been in the system for a long time, but what have you learned in the first couple of years that you think, you know, you can use and maybe help you?
Wow, that's a great question. You know, I feel having a core values is extremely important, because you can always go back to those core values, and that's consistent across the program, across the levels. I learned the importance of that. I learned the importance of just trying to wrap all of our kids up, all of our young athletes, and trying to help build them up. It's like an every single day type thing where, you know, something can go wrong with one person, something can go right with another person. But just being consistent, knowing that, just being there for them is huge. So it's not anything that I didn't know as an assistant coach, but as a head coach, just being able to surround them with good young coaches, mature coaches that are doing the right things to kind of help us through their process of life, so to speak.
Coach, I think there's a lot of pressure on you guys being a Lorain resident. For 3 months, Lorain basketball defines the city. It
yes.
really does. And, you know, you know what that's like from being in Lorain when there were more than just one school,
mm-hmm.
and how that all plays out. But, you know, it really does. I think people in the community, they bond with the team. They reflect what goes on with the team, and that's one of the things they look at. How are the Titans doing? You know, what does that mean to you, and what does that mean to the young men as far as, you know, carrying that mantle for really basically December, January, February? That's what defines the city.
Right. We're grateful that's our city is so supportive of us. We know we have fans, and the fans are critical at times, but we also know that we have supporters. And, you know, I want them all. I want people to be able to critique us. We can learn from our mistakes. And we know that we have to go out night in and night out and do what we have to do to represent our city and our people. So, and our kids know that. So I'm blessed to be somebody that is leading the charge, so to speak. We have great kids academically on and off the court, in the community, kids that have really good grades and are supportive of the different things that we have going on in our community, in terms of community service and even with our youth programs and things like that. So, you know, I couldn't ask for a better group of kids, young men. And, you know, like I said, I'm just blessed to be a part of it and hold this position.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time. We're up against it with the news, and want to let all the Titan fans know that we'll have you The DeFranco taking on North Ridgeville at 2:30. We've also got you later on that month as you take on Avon Lake. And then, of course, over at the Streakball Classic. That'll be awesome to have those two Titan games on over there between Christmas and New Year's.
Sounds good to me. I appreciate you guys.
That's our pleasure.
All right.
That's Matt Killian, the head coach of the Lorraine Titans. We're going to take a timeout for news. Hour one in the book.